Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Sensemaker. Hi, I'm Claudia, and this is Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, as people in England flood to pubs, shops, and restaurants, we're looking thousands of miles away to South America, how Chile offers a cautionary tale against opening up too fast.
Until recently hailed as a world beater in protecting its population from the pandemic, Chile is suffering again.
Earlier this year, Chile was being celebrated as one of the big winners in the race to vaccinate its people. And it still is a winner when it comes to jabs. 39% of people in Chile have had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by now, and a quarter have had two. It's the third most vaccinated country after Israel and the UK, and twice as many people are fully vaccinated in Chile than in the UK. But jabs haven't put it on the road to freedom. Infection rates have increased for 6 weeks in a row. The country is back in lockdown and hospitals are struggling.
The doctor here says the unit that looks after the most critically ill will soon run out of beds.
So should Chile make us worry about the UK's path to freedom?
4, 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, take your seats. Have your first drinks. Please come down.
England is finally coming back to life again. On Monday, people were shopping, eating at restaurants and drinking in beer gardens. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, even got a haircut. If all goes well, in just 6 weeks, we'll be allowed to meet people inside, go to the cinema and maybe even travel overseas. It's a reward for a really long and strict lockdown. And it's a reward, too, for a vaccination campaign which has surpassed most people's wildest expectation. But the road to freedom might not be a one-way street, because, okay, we need one eye on Israel, where the vaccination programme has gone so well that it's even allowing mass gatherings. But we should keep the other one on Chile, because despite doing so well in vaccinating its people, it's had to shut up shop again. So what went wrong?
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across 3 episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Lockdowns are very harsh measures for the population. Our COVID team has analysed every factor, county by county. We haven't taken this decision lightly.
That's Chile's health minister, Enrique Paris, speaking last month as his country entered a new lockdown. After a great vaccination campaign, the people of Chile should be eyeing freedom. But instead, they're locked inside their homes. And there are 3 big things which have made it happen. The first is to do with people's behaviour and the government's. According to Jimena Aguilera, an epidemiologist in Chile, people are getting worse at sticking to social distancing. They're tired of being locked down and they've also become more complacent because of how well the vaccine rollout was going. It's that sort of complacency which worries scientists like the UK's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty.
The assumption that just you vaccinate lots of people and the problem goes away, I think Chile is quite a good kind of corrective to that.
It also doesn't help that in Chile, restaurants, shopping centres and even casinos reopened way too quickly before cases had got to really low levels. The second thing is that nearly everyone vaccinated in Chile has had the Chinese Sinovac vaccine. That vaccine is only thought to be about 50% effective and as little as 3% effective after just one dose. So even though Chile's vaccination numbers look good on the surface, the fact that only 25% of people are fully vaccinated still leaves people pretty unprotected. Should that flash warning signs for the UK? Well, maybe not on its own, because the UK does seem to be in a better position than Chile when it comes to the effectiveness of its vaccines. Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and the latest addition, Moderna, are all more effective than Sinovac against the original virus. But there's a reason I'm emphasising the word original here, and it's to do with the third thing which has put Chile in another lockdown. Just like they're finding the vaccine-dodging Brazil variant in their cases, the UK is in a fight with the South African variant.
Surge testing across both Lambeth and Wandsworth boroughs following 44 confirmed and 30 probable cases of the South African variant.
650,000 people in two London boroughs have been told to get tested after dozens of cases of the South African variant were found. And that's what we really need to worry about in the UK. Our main vaccine, AstraZeneca, is definitely less effective against that variant. And real-world data from Israel suggests that even the Pfizer vaccine might be less effective too. The lesson from Chile is that it only takes a few things to go wrong at the same time for everything to change. Vaccines do an awful lot, but they don't guarantee freedom. Seeing Chile go backwards tells you all you need to know. Thank you for listening to today's Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Imi, Zav, Nimmo and Ella at Tortoise Media. At Tortoise, we host daily live events called Think-Ins, where we tackle one big topic at a time. This week, on Friday the 16th of April, we're asking, are we reopening too quickly? And if you've enjoyed this podcast, you'll probably enjoy that conversation. We're going to be talking about whether the return to shops, pubs and hairdressers is a bit too hasty. We'll hear from experts, Tortoise members, and we hope from you. To be a part of it, take a free 30-day membership. Just go to tortoisemedia.com/join us. Today's story was written and produced by Xavier Greenwood.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.